The second annual Artisphere, presented by Walton Arts Center, is well underway. Music, theater, lectures, dance, and almost everything else is included in the festival, dedicated to the relationship between art and nature. In about 10 days, the first ever Artisphere Festival Orchestra will begin its residency. The orchestra will include about 80 musicians from around the world. The musicians and the repertoire were selected by conductor Corrado Riveras. Yesterday, Jason Smith from Walton Arts Center, he's serving as the Artisphere Festival Orchestra General Manager, and Dorothy Valencia, the principal percussionist for the orchestra, came to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News studio. Jason Smith says conductor Riveras has built the orchestra he wants.
He has chosen music, one, that is also very accessible to a public and also fits two major themes and can tie back to nature. But all of these musicians, which he has hand-selected, are coming here to kind of, well, for lack of a better way of explaining it, jam together. I mean, a lot of these people went to major schools around the United States and the world, and they play in various ensembles over the years around the U.S. and the world. And they end up coming here for, by and large, one, to play with Corrado, because they want to work under him, and two, because they want to play with each other. They know each other. And not all of them have played with each other, but they know of each other, and it's that level of collaboration and wanting to work with the Andrew Cuneos of the world, who is our principal bassoonist, or people who want to work with Dorothy Valencia. You know, I mean, they know she's in the ensemble. It's someone that they may not have played with before, and they want to work with.
Dorothy, I have to ask you, 10 days together, three performances. I mean, people spend more than 10 days at Club Med relaxing. So what can happen in 10 days? I mean, that seems like a short amount of time to get to know each other and then perform.
It is, but that, again, it's part of just doing what we do and being a musician. It's funny, I always thought that, you know, as a job, I'd never make my money when I show up. I make my money when I prepare, because it takes literally months. I'm researching, I'm practicing my craft, you know, I'm moving my hands, you know, with those notes, with those pieces, listening to recordings, you know, experimenting with sound qualities that, you know, might work best in Walton Arts Center. And also just getting ready for problems, just logistical problems. What we do is 80% logistics before we get there to the stage. So I need to be planning all of these logistics, you know, talking with Jason, figuring out where are we getting a cymbal, you know, or where are we getting a celeste, you know, things like that. It's 80% logistics and preparation.
Where do you get, I mean, a cymbal wouldn't seem to be as difficult, but a celeste.
Well, it's an interesting question. I don't know if we know the answer. U of A has an instrument.
Well, and there are other instruments in the region.
One,
we're trying to find the best instrument because it's a fairly critical part for that piece.
Yeah.
And because of that, we want the best instrument we can possibly find. Mm-hmm. We are looking at regional orchestras as well as regional educational institutions to see who has the best instrument. And that's the one that we're going to try to procure for our use, either rental. I mean, most of the instruments that we're using for percussion are rental.
I'm looking at the roster of the orchestra in front of me. And when you start to just look at the collective resume, I don't know what word or words you would use other than amazing.
It's pretty impressive. There are, and that's not even the full information that can be found about these musicians. We have our principal strings are all Curtis graduates, or will be Curtis graduates. They're going to actually graduate the day that they get on an airplane to come here. And they are the concertmaster, the principal second, the principal viola, and the principal cello are part of a string quartet called the Old City String Quartet, and they will be playing in other locations around Northwest Arkansas while the orchestra is actually performing. during the week of the residency. But then there are some amazing other people. I think there are people who have played concertmaster in 7 different orchestras around the United States, including concertmaster at Aspen Music Festival, including concertmaster at New World Symphony, and the assistant concertmaster at Louisville Orchestra is coming. We've had some concertmasters from the Tanglewood Music Festival, and they're also a concertmaster at Spoleto USA and Spoleto International. Those people are all... Only one of them is going to play our concertmaster. The others are going to be in the section.
Right.
Here.
I mean, Dorothy, you mentioned that 80% so far for you has been logistics.
Absolutely.
Finding things, getting it set. Have you had a chance to think about artistically what this will be like?
Well, that's all part of the package for me, because to play at the highest level, I mean, I already have the stage set memorized in my mind, the way that we're going to be able to flow most efficiently from piece to piece. I'm not only thinking about my part, I'm part of a team that we work together in the back row. Me, my husband, and Mika, my friend from Rutgers. And, you know, I'm thinking of this map in my mind and how we're going to work together as a team. And incidentally, it's funny. A lot of us in the percussion section, all of us, frankly, are from the Philadelphia School of Percussion. And they've had a saying a long time since Maestro Ormandy, which is never have too many cooks in the kitchen, which literally means even if the part's scored for maybe 5 players or there's 5 separate parts, they'll do it with 3 almost always, let's say. So that way we're coming up with plans, like on Hoedown, you know, I have 3 counts to get from maybe slapstick to xylophone or vice versa. So I'm going to go, you know, with my right hand, da, 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 flap, flap, you know, directly. There's no, I'll have it in my forearm or something. And then Mika is going to be ready over there to play crash cymbal, even though she wasn't assigned to it, right? If we need a fuller sound or what have you. Like, these adjustments have to be planned, or else we're not going to be able to play at our best. Everything is planning.
To get this collection together and to have these 3 performances, including the 3rd when backing up the finalists from the Fulbright Piano Competition, it's going to cost people a lot of money to see this, isn't it?
It's not going to cost anything.
That's what we call a softball question.
Yeah. No, it's actually, this is, we have some very generous sponsors, and we have, we feel that this is such an amazing and incredible orchestra. And it's one that I have not seen in our state. I mean, this level of performer, I mean, you can... I mean, I don't know if you have the same opinion.
I do have the same opinion, yes.
I've never seen an orchestra come together of this level here in this state. And we're both local, so we have a pretty good idea about that. That we needed to make it available to everybody. One, we needed everybody to come out and see this amazing ensemble. There is nothing more incredible than going and seeing a live orchestral performance. It is not the same when you hear it through 2 little boxes that sit somewhere in your living room coming out at you. The composers did not write the music for it to come out of little wooden boxes. They wrote it for you to be in the room so you could hear the percussion coming from far back left, or and the violins coming from downstage right. You know, while the basses and the trombones from the different places in the room.
And could see the performers as well.
And it is very much visual. I mean, you watch violinists play. I mean, it's very captivating. And when you get an orchestra that is as high level as this, they're going to play in so in tune and so together that overtones are just going to ring through the hall. The higher quality level orchestra you have, the larger and more vibrant and rich the palette becomes. And that's what you're going to get to experience with this.
It's like a spa treatment, really.
Nice.
But it's to show that to people. You know, we don't get world-class orchestras in Fayetteville very often. And we do from time to time bring them in, import them. But this is something that we are trying to do. We're trying to build something new, you know, a festival concept, to have a world-class orchestra with world-class players right here and make it accessible to the public.
Jason Smith is the Artisphere Festival Orchestra General Manager, and Dorothy Valencia is Principal Percussionist for the orchestra. The orchestra will perform three times, Tuesday, May 17th at 7 p.m., Saturday, May 21st at 8 p.m., and Sunday, May 22nd at 5 p.m. The third concert will include the three finalists in the Fulbright Piano Competition. Each concert is free, but tickets are required, and Jason Smith suggests reserving tickets as early as possible and arriving early for the concerts as well. For more information, artisphere festival.org.